4ZZZ cares about our community.
Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Anthony and Natalie with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. Bus company apologises for catastrophic consequences that killed two young workers. In April 2022, two young employees aged 25 and 22 were fatally struck when fixing a broken down bus on the highway. A sentencing hearing revealed it would have cost the company $660 to tow the broken down bus rather than fixing it in situ. The company CDC Southeast Queensland has pleaded guilty for failing to comply with health and safety duty standards.
In national news, an inquiry was found after a senior New South Wales cop committed serious misconduct by crashing his work car and leaving the scene in an alleged high-range drunk driving incident in May 2023. The latest commission report found that he was seen on CCTV drinking at least 13 beers and 8 spirits drinks before the incident, then ditched a badly damaged car in a nearby street. He also lied on the insurance claim form for the car he crashed.
The ATO moves to collect $50 billion in debt after being the key agency responsible for ensuring the implementation of the $89 billion JobKeeper wage subsidies during COVID era. The total collectible debt skyrocketed from $26.4 billion at the end of December 2019 to $52.4 billion at the end of 2023. The ATO said in a statement, "It is imperative that we return to normal operations. The ATO is shifting focus to return to usual debt recovery processes."
A facility for storing nuclear waste is going to be built in Perth South. The Australian Radiation Protection and Nuclear Safety Agency has approved the preparation of a site to service and repair vessels and store waste from nuclear-powered submarines. The facility is about 5 kilometres off coast of Rockingham and 50 kilometres south of Perth CBD. Residents and academics have raised concerns about nuclear accident fear and environmental pollution.
In international news, Canadian nuclear energy experts say it's not too late for Australia to build a nuclear power industry, but it's ultimately a public decision. Nuclear energy is used by more than 30 countries to supply power to their populations. About 15% of Canada's energy mix is nuclear, according to the International Atomic Energy Agency. The Australian Liberal Party still hasn't announced the cost of its nuclear power plan or how much energy it will supply.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny with light winds. It's currently 15 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 21. The UV index is predicted to reach a moderate 4. That's all for your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au for such news.